House of Rugby Ireland, here on Joe, together with Guinness. Game changed.
Hello and welcome to a very special bonus episode of House of Rugby, here on Joe, together with Guinness. And I am delighted to welcome the one and only CJ Sander, Munster and Irish legend. CJ, welcome onto the podcast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be on you. I've tried a good few times to get on, you know, but thanks for the invite.
Pat's not a fan of the Munster men, you know. As a Munster woman, I tried really hard to bring up the Munster contingent and a good one to start with. CJ, I suppose it's been a week of ups and downs, with the game on Saturday, and then yesterday just getting nominated for Guinness Six Nations Player of the Championship along with some amazing contenders, as well as winning Munster Player of the Year. So ups and downs.
Yeah, Megan, that's probably the roller coaster is probably the best way of describing it. You know, disappointed after Saturday. I mean, we had a great opportunity and we were not far off from it. We just made a few mistakes, and then waking up on Sunday, and then Sunday evening, good news, and then yesterday, these honours don't really come along easy, and I'm very, I'm just proud, and it's a big achievement for me personally, working towards that goal, and for my family as well, and I'm just honoured. You know, it's a great achievement for our family.
Yeah, I suppose you have to look at the positives of every bad situation, and I suppose going on to the Tackle Your Feelings campaign that you're involved with, I'm also an ambassador, so it's great to be a fellow ambassador.
You showed it off this year, exactly.
So we've all told our stories, and I suppose we all know the work that Rugby Players Ireland do, and it's not just on the field, it's the support networks that they provide us, I suppose, in all aspects of our life. But I suppose mental well-being is one aspect that I feel, as a player, I was like, no, I don't need to know about that. Like, what was your take on it originally?
Yeah, and I think playing this game, both of us and all of us, you know, we try to be tough and just put those things aside and just go, oh, it's just about rugby. And the mental side, I thought anybody would look after itself, but it doesn't. It's like training, and it's just like life. You need to constantly work on it, make sure you're in a good space, and make sure that you've got support around you that can help you when it gets tough, you know, because I've said this today earlier that mentally wise, you think you're in a good spot, and as soon as you realize you're not, it's already too late. And I think that's where friends and family and being kind as well to each other and yourself, because if you don't feel well, if you don't feel good, it's okay to talk, you know. You've said it in your story, and it's okay to talk and say to someone, and it's okay to ask someone if they're not okay also, you know, because sometimes you probably won't get a reaction, and sometimes someone will just go, oh, this is exactly the question I needed to get my feelings out there, you know. And I think it's a great campaign, and it made things for me a lot easier personally.
I think so. I think what you're saying about that support network and having the people around you, like, who are the people that you find, I suppose we've noticed as well over the last few months, you know, going through this tough time, you were at home obviously for a lot of that, but who are the people, who are the go-to people that you go to, be it your wife or be it, you know, your teammates, but who is in your closest support network?
Yeah, I think my wife is probably the closest one. You know, I've had some unbelievable chats with her just walking and not feeling 100%, and she actually draws the line. She goes, or you talk about it and you sort it out, or you get over yourself and we move on. So she's quite strict that way. But teammates wise, Keith Old is someone I would talk about rugby, especially form wise, and Andrew Conway in the last few years, and Johan, our head coach as well, his door is always open to have that chat, you know. And then just my family has been always there, my parents. I believe for me personally, I need honesty and truth, you know. So as long as I can get the straight truth from them after a game, then I know, okay, this is how they feel, and they mean a lot to me, and I've got respect for them. So it's very important to get that small support structure that you can always get, you can always count on.
I think we need more people like your wife in the world and telling people to just move on with it. That sounds amazing, really good advice. Interesting that you mentioned Johan as well there. And similarly, you had a really good bond with Axel when he was your head coach. And you mentioned him in your video as being one of your mentors when you first arrived to Ireland, and I never knew that you didn't speak English on arrival into that Munster dressing room. But what kind of support and how did Axel, I suppose, I'm not going to say he molded you into the player, but what did you learn from him coming to Munster at the very start?
Yeah, I think rugby-wise, you know, Axel was played a massive role in changing my game, because coming from the Southern Hemisphere, playing a different game, I had to work on tackle technique, go lower for the chop, and work rate, and then my ball carry as well. And then I think we were really hit a note with each other. It was just when I was captaining the side, and we were not doing well as a squad or as a team, and he was under pressure, I was under pressure, and we had a lot of conversations about my leadership and just us both as people, you know, where we can be better and how we can be better, how that's going to be better for the squad, you know. So he was always that guy that I can go to his house, or just even playing the two boys out the back. He had the squad over once, a good few times for a few drinks and pizza, and we played with the boys, and that made a big difference, you know. He knew how to work with people and how to get the best out of them, and sometimes it's not training and it's not just being a hard guy and or being a hard person just pitching up. Sometimes you just need to get that family bond and that conversation with each other, because as soon as you know where someone comes from and what they stand for, then you can actually start bonding and work from there. But if you don't have that connection, then it's difficult to have a bond, you know. So he made my transition easy by firstly developing me as a player, and then molding me as a person. He did mold me as a person. He took time out of his coaching career that he didn't have to do it, but he sat down with me and he wanted to understand where I come from. And just remember a great story sitting here. It was my wife's birthday, and we normally just talked about rugby, and suddenly there's this massive carrot cake just arrives at the table, and he's like walking out saying like happy birthday, and like Jomri, and like I didn't even know that he knew that it was her birthday that day, you know. So just he was a great guy to sit down with and have a chat.
Yeah, it just shows, I suppose, and I suppose the emotion of the two main moments that stick out, I suppose, looking out from the outside in, is the initial game in Glasgow where the number 8 jersey wasn't worn, and then the second day in Soldier Field where obviously the number 8 was made with the players. Like, they must have been, like, they were emotional for people looking from the outside in, but it must have been just a different story for you as a player, and obviously a lot of the other players who would have played with him or played under him.
Yeah, it was that week of the Glasgow game was, but we didn't really train, but that there was something special in the team, you know. We knew that that Axel would never want us to not play and give away the points, you know. So we stuck with it, and we made his name proud that day. And I think it was very, very emotional. Afterwards, you could only feel the impact it had on the squad and the team. You just felt tired, and like it was such a big month almost, you know. And then going to Soldier Field, standing in that 8, it's weird. Like, there was probably just a wind blowing that day in Chicago, but like I could just feel, like, you could just feel that connection. You can feel there was something going in around that, and you could feel that he was there. He was there 100%. And I don't know what the other guys say or how they felt in that game or what was their motivation, but I knew Axel was pushing me along in that game for sure.
Well, whatever it was, it worked. Going back to, I suppose, tackle your feelings again, and you're just such an example for people who have been told they're not good enough, and people who have been told, look, you know, you're not big enough, you're not going to make it here. Like, what was your original, like, initial reaction, right? Where obviously you, I think the normal person would take time to themselves and feel sorry for themselves and eventually, you know, cop themselves on. But was there a time where you said, look, this is it, like, I'm not going to bother trying anymore? Or what kind of a mindset did you have to be able to get from there to where you are now? Like, there must have been a few difficult decisions and a few difficult thoughts going on as well at the same time.
Yeah, I the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, okay, this is probably just a thing that's going to fly over. And then it just kept on happening constantly. And you know, when you get shot down so many times, you reach the bottom, like rock bottom. It's just how it works, you know. You can't, doesn't matter who you are, I don't believe there's a mindset that can change that, you know. So there was a rock bottom stage, and I had difficult conversations with my wife, my girlfriend then, and with my dad. And we actually just decided that, well, this is it. I'm just going to pack my things and start farming. Happy days. That's probably just a new direction I needed. And I'm actually glad, looking back on that now, that I got had a roadblock like that in my career, because that shaped me into actually sitting down and thinking about what can I control in situations and what's the right way to go at it, you know. And looking back at it now, it was actually just a small bump in the road. And at that stage, it felt like a mountain, but I took some time away from it. And I'm happy to learn out of that situation, because a lot of things occur again in my career after that. And that gave me the right tools just to go, boom, okay, this is the way we're going to deal with it. I'm going to do this and get out on the other end, you know, with your head up. So, tough times, but support network was massive in those times.
Yeah, and I suppose your coping mechanism there as well, being able to get through it the first time and then identify that it's happening again through other, like, everything isn't plain sailing, and if people don't see the struggles and the bumps along the way as well that you have to overcome to get there. And what advice, like, on that same note, like, there's a lot of players out there that have been told, you're not going to make it as a rugby player, you know, this isn't your path. What advice would you give to those players? Because there is plenty of the men and women that have been, you know, told they're not good enough along the way.
Yeah, I think advice is, again, sometimes, because rugby is such a sport where a few guys, or actually one guy, decides your future, and it's not in your hands, that it's difficult to control that situation. You're going to come to a roadblock or a wall in front of you. That's easiest way for me just to describe it. And you're going to have to make sure you've got right support structure around you, firstly, that you can get advice from and talk with, so that you can get around this and control the situation. Because there's always another direction to go towards. You just have to have the right mindset and the right people around you to put you in that way, in your right way, and just keep on, telling the naysayers that you're better than that.
I absolutely agree. Going back to the rugby, as a proud Munster woman, I am delighted at how they are doing so far. 4 out of 4. They're playing lots of exciting rugby with a really exciting halfback partnership of the young guns, Casey and Healy. You must be raging. Healy is getting all, or Casey is getting all those man of the matches now that you're not playing. And he's really taking all the glory there and taking all the limelight. But in all seriousness, it is great to see that, you know, energy and the enjoyment that Munster rugby seems to be playing with at the moment.
Yeah, I actually Craig last night and said to him, he needs to calm down, like he's putting me to shame. But I'm actually very delighted for him. You know, he's one of those guys who work very, very hard, and all the young guys coming through, they're actually setting the standards. Scary coming from me, being one of the older guys, because I know coming back, like, there's going to be hard work to be put in to make sure I get that place back in that jersey, you know. But getting back onto Munster and playing well, I think it's a process of a few years now under Johan, putting the right few things in the right spots. You know, I think we were unlucky with injuries at the end of last year, or coming back after COVID, you know, in a few games. But with Steve, and Wig, we are, and JP, there's a good structure. They've made it easy for the young guys to come in, settle in the squad. They're getting game time, and they're developing people and leaders out of the players, you know. So they're giving us an opportunity to grow as a person, and I think that shows in the way we play. So yeah, 4 out of 4. I don't think I've been at Munster we've had that before. I might be wrong. I think might be 2015 was the last time, but that's 5 years, you know. So I always believe that if a person is happy at home, at training, Saturday is going to be a breeze.
Yeah, and I suppose there's a mix of youth and experience there. And I suppose Damien Dielende is the mixture of experience that Munster, you know, are thriving on at the moment, and lucky to have him here while the South African season isn't going ahead at the moment. So having someone of his calibre to mix in with those young guys just creates a different level, a different dimension of rugby.
Yeah, he's Damien's come into the squad, and he's one of the most talented guys I've worked with, and he's one of the guys who's so calm that you wouldn't think that he's just won a World Cup, or he's one of those guys that you can really sit down with and understand the game more, but how he sees it, you know, because he brings such so much calmness. You can just see in that last offload against Cardiff and against the Dragons, that step he gave. It's just things that just happens in the moment for him, you know. So, yeah, he brings that calmness and he brings that that seniority that we need, you know. And I think it's good that we can bring guys like that in to give experience to guys that is almost at that level, but just need a little bit of advice. And I think there's a few great signings we had over the last few years.
Absolutely. And I suppose he came to Munster on the back of that World Cup win last year. And I suppose you've Grand Slam wins with Ireland. You've more than almost 50 caps played with Ireland. But so there has to be a bit of pride as well from your home country. No, like winning that World Cup, obviously disappointing that Ireland didn't perform the way we would have liked to. But, you know, I suppose some bit of pride as well in that South African win.
Yeah, I've played with, I'd say, probably half the squad, you know, so knowing where they came from and how hard they worked to get there, would have been great to bring that cup back home to Ireland, you know. But again, disappointments here and there, mistakes. But off the point, back to them, yeah, massively proud of the players and their families, you know, because they have worked hard. And doesn't matter what team won it. I've been lucky enough to be to one World Cup, and this World Cup is a difficult competition. So even if it doesn't matter what team it is, to win it is special. And yeah, there's surely a bit of pride there going through.
It is. Well, CJ, it has been a pleasure to have you on today, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
House of Rugby Ireland, here on Joe, together with Guinness. Game changed.